Welcome to Spark the Change India and the Spark Cafe, where we're having global conversations about change. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Spark Cafe. My name is Elizabeth Plouffe, and yay, I remembered to introduce myself today. I'm the owner of MCV Communications, and I'm working with an amazing client, Sarikar Kabanda, who is bringing Spark the Change India to Pune in February. And Spark Cafe is an opportunity to meet the amazing speakers that we have coming out. And today, we are very excited to introduce Anant East. Welcome, Anant.
Thanks. Thank you.
And Sarikar Kabanda, good morning again.
Very good morning.
And we are coming to you today across, I believe we're three time zones today. So we are...
That's right.
Yeah, I'm in Burlington, Ontario in Canada, about 40 minutes away from Toronto. And we have Sarikar down in... you're in Pune today.
Pune today, yes.
Yeah, today. You just came back from Singapore.
Singapore, yeah.
And Anant, you're joining us from the UK. Where are you in the UK today?
Yeah, so I'm from sunny London. It's sunny today. It was freezing last week, but it's nice and warm, relatively.
Well, today. from UK standards. My family's from Newcastle, so, okay. You know, yeah, I get it. It's very dark and dreary here in Canada today, but we're approaching the Christmas season, so there's cheer somewhere. So I'm just going to do a quick intro to our lovely Sarikar. So Sarikar is an entrepreneur and lean change facilitator, coach and trainer with over 20 years of experience working across the globe. And I'm going to take a breath before I tell you everywhere that she's worked. Her passion is be the change you want to see in the world. Her global experience in helping organizations transform and increase business agility has spanned Poland, the Czech Republic, the Nordic countries, UK, India, Singapore, and the US, and soon to be Canada.
Yay.
Using her key strengths built over core values of integrity, intelligence, and energy, she pursues excellence in both her personal life and, more importantly, how she strives to work with clients to help build the growth mindset and flexible change toolkit into the hands of the change champions. And she is now the amazing chair of Spark the Change India and is bringing Spark to India for the very first time. So we're going to kick off. And off we go.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
Thanks, first of all, for remembering to introduce yourself. So that was lovely.
Win-win.
Yes. All right. So thank you again for the introduction. Spark, I think it's important to talk about Spark and Spark's real global brand, which started all the way from London, really. And that's where Anant is today. And started all the way from London, moved to Toronto, Montreal, Amsterdam. Now I know it's coming to Paris, Melbourne, and of course, we are bringing it to India together. So it's really nice to be a part of such a global brand, which helps get all the change agents, amazing speakers who've got the experience doing digital transformations, doing various change experiments all across the globe in different industries, different sectors. And that's the beauty of Spark the Change, and which is why we see value in bringing it also to India. So with that, let's get to introducing our amazing speaker, Anant, today. I'm just going to say a few words about what I have from Anant, and I'd let him introduce himself. I'm sure he'll do a better job than I would. So Anant has worked as a senior manager enterprise architect for over 20 years. That's a very humble introduction. I think it's much more than that, but we'll go on. He's led outsourced and in-house architecture, infrastructure, support, and development teams in media, travel, finance, and manufacturing sectors. And he's worked across startups, medium, and large-size enterprises on key digital platforms. He's got a whole list of transformational experience. I'd like him to speak about that, especially because you talk, Anant, about delivering strategic objectives of product-focused teams, reduced costs, reliable software delivery, and improved systems availability. But let me allow you to talk more about your transformation experience and how you see your change journey that you are on today.
Yeah, so I guess it's not just about today. In all of my career, the most important thing has been about change. So I'm old enough to have been around when mainframes were first prevalent. So ever since then, change has been the key thing that, you know, that's driven my career as well. And I guess the challenge of the fear of change. So typically, it doesn't matter what domain you work in, doesn't matter what kind of staff you're working with, the fear of change is always something that you need to overcome. And for me, the key thing is why. So once people understand why you're trying to do something, they typically do, it's a generalization, but they typically will be more on side. Regardless of the technology as well. So I've been, as I said, involved with mainframes, client server, and then obviously more recently the internet.
I'm just going to pause.
Always seen it, for example, kind of slow to adopt some of the sort of,
That's okay. We're having a little bit of understandable technical issue crossing, you know, three continents.
Okay.
I think we're good.
Okay. I'll carry on. Sorry.
No, don't have to be sorry.
Yeah. So as I was saying, the even in the media industry today, there I'd say fairly backwards when compared with other industries in terms of adopting the newer sort of technologies and the newer paradigms in terms of delivering change. And I've seen this before when I was in manufacturing, also in banking as well, where the biggest challenge is not necessarily how to implement the technology or the solution, because we're not trying to build a rocket that's taking us to the moon. We're doing relatively straightforward things, but it's convincing the people that you're working with to join you on that transformation. So for me, the biggest challenge is always explaining why. And it, as a leader, if you're not continually doing that, and I don't mean by expressing the strap lines. So it is quite important to have the short phrase that everyone can understand in terms of what your objectives are. But, you know, everybody wants to be digital. Everybody wants to grow their business. You know, everybody wants to do the right thing by their workforce in terms of making the environment a great place to work, in terms of being socially rewarding as well. But why you're doing the change is quite important. And if you can't keep your employees, partners, because today everything is fairly distributed. So you'll have not only your own workforce, but you'll have suppliers, and you'll also have teams offshore as well. And bringing them all together and focusing on the why is the most important thing for me.
Right, very well said. It does. And it's really interesting to see how, you know, you can unleash the internal power within people once everyone understands why we're doing what we're doing today. Even businesses, I mean, let's say we're launching a new product. I'm a startup company. I definitely want to know why am I doing what I'm doing. I probably have the whole team, which is great at implementation and we know how to do it. But if I don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing as a business, I think I'm headed in the wrong direction, right? And that's a really important point that you bring out. So, which totally leads us, please.
Yeah. So I was just going to say, and it's not just about making money. Most of us are here to make money. So we're not that, and that kind of, again, is an oversimplification. So where I am today, we're likely to be sold. So we're owned by a venture capitalist. You know, ultimately, the objective is going to be to make the company profitable and marketable, and then somebody buys us. But that's not really why we're doing what we're doing.
Right.
So we're in advertising for our customers. We're in advertising to get our brands in front of the right audiences. So how you do it, when you do it is important. But the most important thing for us in advertising is to get our brand to the right audience. So that they can sell, you know, and be more effective in terms of their spend as well. So why are we doing this transformation? At the moment, everything's very manual. And it's not about removing the workforce, not reducing the workforce. We've got more than enough work for everyone to do. It's about, you know, increasing our efficiency. so that we all, you know, we all benefit, the employees, the customer, and, you know, ultimately the person seeing the adverts as well. So I know it sounds a little bit cheesy, but it, you know, if, that that why is really important. So whenever we're looking at some of the systems we've built in Experian are very old, so they've been around for, you know, 10 plus years, and like everything, they've become overly complicated. So again, if you don't keep focusing on the why, you can, in ultimately the new platform we're building will replicate everything we're doing today, which is the wrong thing to do. So it's quite important to focus on the why.
So do you, if you might, you've got me thinking there, you mentioned about the buyout, and you made a really valid point that when you're trying to introduce change, sometimes that creates a bit of fear because people think there's not going to be enough work for them. So do you find that being able to give that short phrase around the why helps to mitigate that fear and create better buy-in?
It does, but the key thing is it's got to be met with, you know, you actually have to deliver something. It's not just talking about it. It's I'm struggling to articulate this very clearly, but it's about it's showing them how they can play a role in the future as well. So what their role is, and it may mean that they have to be trained, they have to learn new skills, they need some support. But it is it's not just the strap line, as it were, or explaining why we're doing something, but it is backing that up with actually giving them some clarity in terms of their role moving forward as well.
That's really valid.
Right. Yeah. Right. So I'll support Anand's point and just add more to that, because just saying why is not going to help. Of course, the fear of change is going to be there, but we need to probably mix it up with having the right communication in place, demonstrating that what we are saying is also what we are intending to do. And the position of the leaders is really critical in that, right? Talking about why, but backing it up with actions which kind of support that why. I think it's 100%. Really critical. And that's exactly what Anand, yeah.
And it's giving them the ownership. So that's the key point. If they don't feel that they're owning this journey and they're owning this transformation, you know, why would they want to contribute? So it's about empowering the ownership, whether it's contractors or whether it's a third party, but that may not be there forever, you know, mm-hmm. as opposed to a permanent employee. If we're not all focused on that goal of why we're doing something, and then giving them the ownership to allow them to make local decisions as well. So getting that balance right is very important.
Very true.
True. And that's all about co-creating that change, right? That's how the ownership comes. And that super fabulously links into what we are talking about, Spark, because we want people to co-create change. We want people to understand why, again, the why, and how you co-create change. And that's also what awesome speakers like Anand are bringing to the table by saying, hey, this is what, you know, why you do it, and this is how we do this. So, awesome. Okay. But before I move on to the next one, Elizabeth, do you have another question, or we just get into Anand's talk?
I'm loving what Anand's saying, and I think that management is lacking for the most part in corporations about understanding the fear that their employees and the ownership that's needed and that kind of, because they're secure, right? So they're operating from a place of security. They kind of forget, you know, the implication of their actions. And what Anand is saying about understanding the future role and the clarity around the role and the buy-in is incredibly important. Incredibly important.
Right. And I remember when Anand and I were talking about, you know, this talk itself, and Anand made a very important statement also in his abstract, and I'm just going to read that. So he says, as every parent knows, when your child asks why, saying because I said so, it's obviously not going to work, right? Mm-mm. So you have to have clarity of purpose that is simple to understand, constantly communicated, and back it up with those actions. So I think that's really key. So with that, I think, Anand, of course, we've already gotten into the talk that you're delivering at Spark the Change India, which is about, you know, the key question that a lot of leaders have to answer, which is why. Do you want to also share a bit more about what all this talk is going to entail?
So predominantly around my experiences in the various different domains I've worked in and the different teams. so both internal teams and third parties, as I've mentioned, and how I've seen success when those teams come together and what you, and how you make that happen, as opposed to, you know, where despite how hard we try, the teams do not want to work together. And there's no sort of, again, that focus on the why we're all doing this this transformation. It will be predominantly based around my experiences, both where I am today, at my previous employers, so Barclays Bank, where I was before, and also the Trainline.com, or Trainline as it's now called. So that's the main thing.
And you're currently at, we were talking before, you're currently at Exterion Media in London. Can you just tell us a quick bit about what you do there?
Yeah, so I've got the fancy title of IS director. So I'm kind of responsible for all of the office infrastructure in terms of laptops, desktops, servers, email, you know, file and print, all the basic stuff, but also managing all the existing platforms that we have for sort of inventory, payment systems, production systems, warehouse management, that kind of thing. And in parallel, we're building a new platform. So historically,
you deserve your fancy title then.
I'm claiming all the glory here. There's an army of people that I work with that, you know, obviously do all the hard work. I mean, to sell myself a little bit, I enjoy getting my hands dirty as well. So I like to do some of the work as well. But yeah, so my role is to manage both infrastructure, help desk, and the sort of application development teams. And we're working extensively with offshore partners in building the new platform.
But it sounds like you have to really use those leadership skills. If you have that extensive of a team, that's an incredible opportunity to be talking about the why and creating a culture of questioning and all of that. So that's incredible.
Yeah, no, definitely. And one of the partners we're working with, ThoughtWorks, they're kind of pioneers in the whole agile development approach. So for me, that part's quite easy. It's more of my in-house teams where I need to focus most of my attention.
Amazing. So Sarika, was there? We have about 2 minutes left. So is there anything else?
Yeah, it's perfect timing because the only question then we'll ask Anant at the end, as we do, what's one key takeaway message that you would leave our participants with your talk?
The key thing for me though is that every individual is different, so as a leader your focus has to be in working out for each individual what you need to do to bring them on that transformation. I appreciate that in large organizations that may not be possible because you could be talking about thousands of people. But my experience tells me that, you know, there's enough managers in those organizations as well who should be responsible for making that happen. And sometimes that's, I'm not going to cover that, but that's where that complexity can make it a little bit harder. So I've always focused on my immediate team and making sure that they then communicate clearly to their team. I appreciate after that it can get more confusing. But for me, the takeaway is each individual is very different. They're all at a different stage in their lives, in their careers, and it's dangerous to generalize. So it's about finding out as a leader what you need to do to make sure that they're clear on the why and what their role is in the transformation.
So it's a moderately holistic approach to each person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is terrific.
So you put it more succinctly than I was.
It's what I'm here for.
Excellent. Right. So, it's a wonderful message that our participants get left with then. And yeah, I mean, we do want everybody to get up in the morning and be clear about what their why today is and why am I going to work? Why am I doing what I'm doing? A very, very clear sense of purpose, a very clear sense of why. Amazing takeaway. Thank you, Anand.
Thank you.
So we're just going to wrap up with a few details that we share every time, which is if you are feeling inspired, which you should be, because this is a terrific thing that a lot of organizations have to get on board with. And having worked in corporate for many years myself, I wish that I'd had a manager who saw me as more than a number, and understood, you know, I have a life going on. I have other things that it's not all about my job. And teaching people to do that is an incredible gift to organizations and to the teams, and will spark incredible change. So I think that's going to be a fantastic addition to the speaker lineup. If you'd like to learn more about Anant and about all the other speakers that we have coming to Spark the Change India, please visit sparkthechangeindia.com. We have a full roster of the speakers there. We've got our videos, we've got podcasts, so you can learn about everybody that's available to come on Spark Cafe. You can also visit us on Twitter at SparkChangeIN, so that you can get the updates as they come out, because we've got some very exciting announcements coming in the next couple of weeks. Just to, you know, tease you just a little bit there. But check it out. We have, I think, one of the last early bird pricings going on right now. So if you're looking to travel soon, and you can take this information to your boss and say, you know what, this would be a great learning experience to bring back to the company and apply for the education fund or whatever that you might have available and save money. So, you know, win-win. So thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Thank you, Anant, for making time in your busy schedule to come on board the Spark Cafe. Very much appreciated.
Thanks a lot.
And Sarika, nice to see you again. We get to talk once a week, so it's terrific.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's the rest of our communication's intuitive, right? So and we are so globally distributed and intuitive.
We've had speakers now on the Spark Cafe. So now we have London, which is terrific. We've had Saskatchewan. We've had Toronto.
Singapore. Australia. Singapore.
Yeah. Like, it truly is a global opportunity, which is incredible. So when I share this with my network, they're like, well, who are you talking to? I'm like, just sit down. It's going to take a while to tell you everybody that's coming on this and how far away they are. It's crazy. So thank you, everybody. Again, check out sparkthechangeindia.com and stay tuned for more exciting announcements. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. We're all going to say bye-bye.
Bye. Thank
you. Bye. Thank you for joining us today in the Spark Cafe. To learn more about Spark the Change India or any of the great speakers that you've been learning about, please visit sparkthechangeindia.com or check us out on Twitter at sparkchangein.